again, thanks for joining us here on this Saturday from Max's Cupboard here in downtown Lebanon. We get a chance to talk high school sports here on the Coach's Corner. Coming up in our second segment this morning, we'll take a look at Western Boone Stars Golf. Willie Smith will be in, and we'll get a chance to chat with him. We're going to lead things off, as we like to do so often throughout the spring season. That's begin with the sport of baseball. And Tigers head coach Rick Cosgray is back to visit with us once again. And Coach Cosgray, thanks for your time and good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be back with you.
Well, this past week, the weather played a big factor in what you were able to do. You were supposed to have played a Tuesday-Wednesday matchup with North Montgomery. Ended up being a doubleheader, and unfortunately, the games were both played over at North Montgomery, and the Tigers were not able to get a win in either contest. And that was it for your games this past week. So weather did play a factor, and I'm sure in your mind you'd like to have gotten a couple more games in if you could have.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been doing this now for 23 years, and this has been the worst spring that I've had to be a part of in my 23 years. Combination of cold weather and the wind, and dealing with rain and some sleet and snow flurries and everything. It's just, it hasn't been, you know, a pleasant spring, but it looks like the weather's going to break for us, and it looks like the last couple of weeks, you know, will be much better, so we're excited about that. But we're also supposed to play Lafayette Central Catholic on Friday, and they actually have a full filled tarp, so they waited until very late in the afternoon to make a decision. But the predictions were from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock was going to be up in the 70-80% chance of rain, so they decided to call it. And it doesn't look like we'll be able to make that game up. We have 9 games in the last 2 weeks, and Central Catholic said that they have 6 games next week, so there's just nowhere to fit in a makeup for either team. So it doesn't look like that one's going to be played, but we were able to get the doubleheader in on Wednesday over at Northmont.
When you look at the matchup with North Montgomery, how important was this past week? Because there, obviously it's a conference matchup, first of all. It's a team we know now you will see in a sectional, and all in all, it's a team that the Tigers have battled with. So how important was this matchup with North Montgomery coming in?
Well, we were 5-2 in conference play, and we felt like if we could go in and, you know, ideally, you know, win both games, that we would stay, you know, in the conference race and give ourselves a chance over the last 2 weeks to be conference champions again. Doesn't mean that we still can't get that accomplished, but now we've moved to 5-4 in the conference, and Crawfordsville has not been beaten in the conference, and Northmont has just dropped a couple games. Frankfort's only dropped a couple games. So at this point, we'd have to get one. I think we have to win out the rest of the way, and we'd have to get some help, you know, in order to get the conference championship accomplished. So it was disappointing. Two games, you know, we played very, very well in game number one. Really should have been able to hold on and win that game if we make a few defensive plays, but we didn't, and that's been one of our deficiencies throughout the year, is playing consistent defensively. I think that's been the glaring area of weakness for us this year, and we just got to continue to work at it and try to get over the hump.
You know, there are ways that kids can work on their hitting, their batting cages, and other things. The fielding part, is that the biggest challenge in baseball in your mind? Because it is a different situation. Where do you go, and who do you take with you to do fielding practice? And obviously here in Indiana, you can't do it year-round.
Right. Well, I feel like in our practices, we spend a great deal of time of working on our defense and breaking down the fundamentals of it through the footwork and the glove work and working on accuracy with throwing and so on and so forth. And really, I feel like over the years, defense has been one of our strong suits. For whatever reason, this year it hasn't been. You know, it's like sometimes with hitting can be contagious in a positive way, or it can be contagious in a negative way. I think that's kind of the way it's been for us this year defensively. You know, when things have started to go bad for us, it's snowballed on us and kind of gotten out of hand. And we've talked about it. We've worked at it. We're going to continue to work at it to get it fixed, because plays that are not being made, we've made the exact same plays other times. We just have not consistently been able to make the routine play this year. So yes, we will continue to spend more time on it. We got creative this week. We had to be indoors for practice, and we tried to simulate some game situations and put some live pressure situations on our kids, just like they'd have to do in a game. And so we're searching, we're fighting, we're trying to figure it out. And the kids obviously want to do well. None of the kids are obviously making these mistakes on purpose. So we just got to hopefully get in a groove with it over the last couple weeks of the season here.
Your pitcher to start game number one against North Montgomery, Logan Ellsbury, thought he really pitched a good game for you, Rick.
Yeah, he did an outstanding job. You know, we've been emphasizing with all of our pitchers that we really need to focus on first pitch strikes, and we really need to try to get batters out within the first four pitches of the at-bats. And Logan did an exceptional job with that. He was really able to mix in his curveball and sprinkle in a few changeups here and there. He definitely, you know, pitched well enough for us to win, and that's what I told the kids after the game, that, you know, Logan pitched a gem for us, and unfortunately, you know, we weren't able to turn that in, you know, to a victory. So bottom line is, offensively, we've got to find a way to be able to score more than two runs against this pitcher. It's the same pitcher that we faced last year in the sectional when we were defeated 3-2. You know, we dropped the first game Wednesday night against the same pitcher, and the score is 4-2. So we got to go back and do some things offensively to be able to scratch across more than two runs if we want to have a chance of beating them when it comes to sectional play here in a couple weeks. A
couple things on the offensive side for the Lebanon Tigers. You scored the two runs early in the first inning. Corbin Wells leads off with a single. Brayden Bowen gets a walk, and then Camden Morton comes up with the two RBI double, so that gets you on the board early. Then after that, as you mentioned, just not a lot of scoring opportunities. There's a base running error in the third inning that cost you a base runner. And then you have two base runners in scoring position, one in the fifth and one in the sixth, and neither one's able to come home.
Yeah, you know, I was really excited the way we started the game. Like I say, Corbin came out and got a nice base hit down the third baseline. Brayton gets a walk. Cannon comes up and just misses hitting a home run. He hits it off the center field fence and probably was less than a foot up on the fence from going out of the ballpark. So we jump out to a 2-0 lead. And, you know, once again, looking back to last year, we didn't have, you know, good run production against them. So it was a great start for us. And I would have felt like we would have been able to add on runs throughout the game, but credit to their pitcher. He does a nice job of mixing his pitches and keeping you off balance and doesn't allow you really to sit there and sit on fastballs or just sit on curveballs. He can mix the fastball, the curveball, and the changeup. So, so yes, you're correct. We just weren't able to string anything together. It's been another kind of a glaring issue for us. You know, we've been getting 7 to 8 to 9 hits a game, but we're really not stringing those hits together. We're scattering those hits, you know, throughout the game. And you know, I don't think there's any magic pill that you can take to fix it. It's just a matter of at some point in time we've got to start grouping some base hits together and stringing some things together to be able to, you know, put some groups of runs up at the same time.
Tigers dropped the first game 4-2 and then coming back, dropping the second one 6-1. I would guess the way the first game went really dictated your kids' attitude going into the second game. Would that be fair?
Well, I thought that our kids responded, and I thought that they were energetic the second game. But I do definitely think it's, you know, deflating when you know you've really have played well enough to win game number one. It's hard to recoup yourself, and that's what the message that I told them between the game. You know, we had a 20-minute time frame between game one and game two. I said, guys, we got 20 minutes to regroup ourselves and go at this again, you know, and I felt like that they tried, but like I say, at the same time, it is, you know, pretty deflating to lose the way we did in game one and turn around and be able to come back and play at the level that you would like in game number two.
Well, the good thing is the season definitely isn't over, and Tigers have a lot of games coming up this week, so you have a game on Monday. You're at home, and it was originally Greenfield Central, but as you mentioned earlier, because of weather, they've had to drop the Tigers for a conference game, which we all understand. So you'll have LaPel on Monday, and then you get conference action on Tuesday, Thursday. Is that right, Rick? Not Tuesday, Wednesday this week?
Yeah. Southmont never plays on Wednesdays, so all their games
are they afraid of Wednesdays?
I guess so. I don't know, Scott. I don't know. I'm not sure why, but yes, they shy away from Wednesdays. So I guess we'll have to take care of business on Tuesday and Thursday against them this week, and then we finish up the week on Friday at Delphi.
Well, let's hope for four wins. How about that?
That would be outstanding. We haven't
had four wins for the Tigers.
Yeah, let's be more precise about that, Scott. So, but we have not had a week where we have swept every game. This week we were close the week before, and we ended up dropping one to Knightstown and ended up with a 3-1 week. So it's definitely something that we've set as a goal, is to come in and sweep a week. So maybe this is the start of that this coming week.
Rick, thanks so much for your time.
Okay, thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate it very much.
Once again, Tigers head coach Rick Cosgrave with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. A break, and when we come back, we'll talk baseball. Or no, we'll talk golf. And that's coming up next with Willie Smith. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.